This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvraj, and my guest today, after nearly 6 years that their company was on the station, are Cliff Leong and ZJ, co-founders of The Alphabet Press and Anatomy. The Alphabet Press is a bespoke letterpress stationery company that designs and prints premium wedding invitations, business cards, corporate stationery, and notebooks with their vintage German presses. It later expanded to Anatomy in 2016 that merges bespoke and off the shelf products to enhance customization all in one space. So really, really interesting stuff. Cliff, ZJ, thanks so much for making time for the show today.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Nice Thank
to
you, have Alvin. You. Thank you for having us again.
Nice to have you both here. So it's been a while since you're on the station, as mentioned. You were on in 2015 and then in 2016 for That Time of Night. Give us a reintroduction of the Alphabet Press and also Anatomy.
Yeah, sure. Let me get started with that. The Alphabet Press was started in 2013. It was born out of a passion for quality craftsmanship using the letterpress printing method. It was all started because we were looking for a business card that tells all the premium quality that we want as a designer. And we went around to look for the business card that can be printed in letterpress in Malaysia. To no preview, we cannot find anyone doing it here. This is how we got us very curious and flew all the way to Melbourne to pick up the course and learn about the letterpress printing. And then slowly we came back and ventured into learning about the machines, meeting all the old uncles who are the veteran printers in Malaysia. And from there, we slowly learned about the technique and finally managed to make our own first letterpress printed business card.
So I won't get into the hyper origins of the Alphabet Press. For those listening, you can stream those podcasts if you want to hear all about that. Just look up the Alphabet Press on the BFM website, BFM app, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. But I want to know how things have changed in the last 6 years since you've been here. And if they have changed, how and what has changed? Or is it the same over at the Alphabet Press?
Over the Alphabet Press, we started to explore a lot more paper product back then that is very resonates with all the Malaysian cultures like food, places, as well as some of the stationery like postcards. Mm-hmm. But then because the demands coming more from the bespoke projects like wedding stationery and business cards, so a big portion of it, we actually do a lot custom prints for our clients. And thanks to social media, our projects and our prints that we can publish it online. So we get more and more customers from the Southeast Asia region. So we are not so limited to just Malaysia. But there's a shift back in 2015 that we slowed down a lot on the product making, mm-hmm. such as postcards, greeting cards, birthday cards, and so on, because paper products demands in Malaysia, we see it's not so easy. It's not so easy to just come up with our own print and just sell it without the proper knowledge in how to market it. So that's we actually put a stop of producing a lot more of that ready-made cards and things like that and solely focus on the bespoke customization. Since then, wedding pickups, a lot of people look for letterpress printing for weddings. When they think of wedding invitations that can speak that kind of quality and the craftsmanship, people will go for the letterpress printing, because if you have touched a letterpress printed card, you can really tell the difference with the paper quality and the print itself. In around 2016, we see that it's time to go back into the paper product again. This is when Anatomy was born, because we wanted to bring that customization ability into the ready-made product. That is something that we kickstart as a pilot project back then, and slowly we grow from there as well.
Yeah, I think because of last time we do a lot of products, right, for the Alphabet Press, when you start working on products, there's so many different SKU, you see, like many different design, different colors, and it's all ready-made. So this is giving us quite a number of problems, like there's a dead stock for the design that's not popular. So that's how we actually started to think how we can actually solve this problem. And hence, we started Anatomy to solve this problem. it's quite a natural progression from the Alphabet Press as a printing company. We deal with papers, and then we move on to making our own stationery brands. And because TAP, like letterpress printing, is quite a niche market, so we only can target to a certain types of market where they want like a very beautiful name cards or wedding invitation. And yeah, this is how we go back into the product design, but in a different way.
Right. And I also wanted to ask about that target market, because it's so interesting, right? Because traditional print as an art form or even as a choice has become quite niche. And yet, you're constantly able to tap into like this really good segment of the market that still appreciates print and font and typeface and texture, you know, the tactile nature of what you do. So how is that? Like, is that your primary target market?
Yeah, I think the letterpress printing kind of has some unique tactile quality to it. You can't actually match with modern printing. So people are still looking for something that can touch and feel. And you can see, like, I think bookstores is booming, right? You see the new bookstores coming in all from Japan and things like that. People still like books, paper products. And this is how we see there's a resurgence of people who like paper stationeries. And yeah, this is the target audience that we are actually targeting to. It's growing. Of course, like you're talking about 10 years ago, it seems like, oh, printing is like dying. Like the whole entire printing industry is not keeping up with digital, things like that. But I don't really see that. It's actually booming. This is the people that we are trying to make products for, and they love it. And yeah, this is how we move on.
Right. It's also important to note, and I read this somewhere, that you actually have a background in web development and web design, which is the opposite end of this spectrum, yeah. Right? What kinds of print machines or printing press do you use to create this sort of like bespoke stationery?
We use this brand called Heidelberg. It was made in 1950-60. It was produced way back in Germany by this company called Heidelberg, that they used to produce this machine to make prints more efficient. Because if you think back, letterpress is actually the first printing method invented in the human mankind. So before that, if you want to copy from one book to another book, it's actually handwritten or hand copy by a group of people. And that actually very slow, it's a very slow process to duplicate books or knowledge and spread across people. And hence these people created this letterpress printing. Is another term is called movable type, using like different alphabets, like ABC, to form words and then sentences and then into paragraphs, and then create that mold using ink and paper to press directly onto the paper. This is why it's called letterpress, to create prints. And then slowly this machine is produced to make those prints easier, or a big, we call it like a mass production back then. Of course, now we have faster machine to do mass printing for magazines and books. But back then, this is the only machine that can duplicate content or prints easily. So the machine that we are currently using is aged it was made around 1960s. It's fully mechanical and built iron cast. So when you see that movement of the prints on our social media, whenever we make prints, we try to shot some stories and reels about that. You can see it's fully mechanical. Just there's electric power to just power up the motor. There's no computer chips or electronic parts involved in the whole machines.
Right. And what is the maintenance like for these machines? Like, is it easy to get parts? Is that even a thing? Or, you know, is it easy to find people to repair the machine if it's wonky or doesn't work properly?
No, that's the hardest part, I think. Because the uncle who actually helped us to kind of maintain and fix the machine is already at his 70s. So basically maintaining this machine is more like, you know, like classic car. You can't really buy the parts sometimes. You have to get it from another cars to another cars. And that's the reason why the cost of running it is quite expensive for us. And yeah, this is sort of like this, consider a cons for this kind of printing method. But the good thing is there's still plenty of machine like this available in the market, like not in Malaysia, but in Germany, in Europe, they are quite well maintained. So we are still able to actually get some parts, or even because we have like a small community in the letterpress world, I mean, around the world. So we kind of help each other. We sometimes talk to the people from Taiwan, Hong Kong, and even in Japan to source out for the parts that we need. And yeah, we basically help each other.
Then the good thing about this machine is, you know, back then, most products are built to last for years, last for generations to generations. So thankfully, because of the mechanical mechanism of that machine, it is actually quite easy to maintain, not like something that is very tricky that you cannot power on the next morning and things like that. So mostly we do a regular oiling and maintenance and upkeep. So as long as we take good care of it, I think this machine will continue to last us for years.
Don't mind me asking, like, what would a machine like this cost, like a press like this cost?
It could cost like scrap metals, or it could cost more than a car. So it really depends on where you source it and what's the condition of it. Because I think 5 years, 7 years down the road, I mean, before that, people are trying to sell this off. You know, it's basically a dying industry for letterpress printing. And you can only see this kind of machine in some old printing area in KL and in some part of Selangor. So people kind of like want to close down their shops, and they don't want to keep running it already because they can't really fight with all the digital printing and offset printing, which is faster and cheaper. So yeah, it either sell it in scrap metal kind of price, like a few thousand ringgit up to like 50,000 ringgit. It really depends on the condition.
Interesting. Okay, so we need to stop for a quick break to get some messages in, but we will be back to talk about how design has evolved, as well as appreciation for, you know, physical tactile media. This is Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business on Enterprise. This is Arvin, and my guests are Cliff and ZJ from the Alphabet Press and Anatomy, companies that create bespoke premium print stationery like wedding cards, notebooks, and business cards. So I want to talk about, you know, the last 2 years and how it affected your business, if it did at all. So like significant drop in events, weddings, functions, fewer guests, even if there were these functions. How did that you know, affect your business, and how did you tackle that drop in demand?
This definitely affected the whole wedding industries. Actually, it was so bad that some of our clients that we were booking on the wedding invitation, we have to put on hold or even cancel the wedding ceremonies. So we, from the upper press, we actually take a shift from what we can produce with paper and prints to business-related stationery, like small packagings, business cards, and some of the invitations for certain premium events that they were still want to launch during the COVID time. Because a lot of the events has been stopped, right? So they can't really physically attend the event. So if they want to have that touch from their brands, or it's a bit more warm to send a physical invitation card to attend a virtual event, by all means, we will help to produce those stationery for brand and businesses as well. But thankfully, we also take a shift from the anatomy side, because we rely heavily on physical spaces like a retail store before the COVID. And we take a shift of the whole marketing strategy from the targeting to the retail store and put it on the e-commerce side. So both brands at that time, we solely focus a lot on the e-commerce, that we put all the marketing budget and spend on there on how we can go over it. So from prints, we also make some care packages. There are a lot of brands or coffees shops, they want to send out care packages to people to get in touch again, to keep on engaging with people during those tough times. So we help them to produce that kind of stationery as well.
Right.
Yeah, I think wedding is kind of something that entirely stopped during the pandemic. But the good thing about it is there's a lot more business coming out during pandemic, and most of the business actually need printing services in any kind. So when they want something that is more experiential, they want like a have a good welcome card, we can actually print it in letterpress, even like small packaging. So I think that's how we shift it from just wedding centric, like used to be like 70% wedding, now it's more like a half-half, where 50%, yeah, we did it for businesses as well.
So, you know, I want to just say that I personally, like, I love physical media. So, like, I collect, like, limited edition posters, postcards. I still buy movies on Blu-ray because I like the casing, the tactile feel. I love new books. So the tactility of things and good print is extremely satisfying, right? But I'm just wondering if the appreciation for those things is declining. Like, are you competing with a lack of novelty when it comes to stuff like wedding cards? Because I haven't received an actual physical wedding card in a very long time. I've only received invites over WhatsApp. I also haven't exchanged many business cards, you know, with anyone in years. You know, it's normally just like I'll miscall you and then save it or WhatsApp message. So are you competing with a lack of appreciation when it comes to, you know, what you do?
I mean, some says it's a dying art form in a fast moving world, right? For prints and letterpress printing. But we see there is actually quite a lot of demands of these prints, especially wedding invitations lately, once there's a post-COVID that a lot of places are open up. So we see this all these things are making a comeback. So actually we have printed a lot more wedding invitations this year alone compared to last year when it's just easing up. So that's the thing with prints. Prints is slowly evolving into something very niche. And when you want to print something, it has to be something really meaningful to be printed on. For example, a big day for the wedding invitation, or postcards to document certain stories about a place, or about a country, or about other cultures. So we continuously want to bring out the importance of prints through this quality craftsmanship or through this traditional printing of letterpress. These are the things that make prints now more relevant and also more meaningful. I mean, when you want to print something, it can be just you print a document at your home or using a computer. But those prints are, of course, slowly dying off because you want to digitize both of your documents or notes. So you want to have fast access to that documents at any time or at any given place. But when we come to prints like this, like letterpress printings or this very, very, very delicate, very quality kind of prints or with tactility, and people tend want it to be something very special or for a special occasion.
Yeah, I think it becomes some sort of art form and collectibles. So you don't simply print like flyers using letterpress printing, and I mean, it's too costly for that. So people who want to print on the paper is usually something that is for memorables, like collectibles, things like even we did quite a numbers of art prints for artists as well. So there's still like quite a huge market for print goods, but of course we are not like totally against digital. We still love digital because we are coming from digital world, but you kind of like use the digital the convenience of digital through to actually promote the letterpress printing as well, because people want to like see how it's being made, the process of it, the romantic part of actually having a printed goods. There is still a big numbers of people who actually like this. It's just that we need to discover, and not just the Malaysian market, because we also serve the customers outside of Malaysia, like Singapore, Australia as well.
I want to come back to that, serving other clients outside of Malaysia as well. But before that, how have designs changed over time, you think? Like, you know, you've seen so many trends and so many people come in with their ideas and they want you to design something like this way or that way. How have those trends changed over time, over the years?
Design, how it changed? It kind of changed to much more in a digital form, where people just want to have a quick glance of certain thing. You don't really need to take, I mean, design nowadays don't really take so much of consideration anymore. It is basically just kind of like a few second glance on your IG and everything. So it's really about information. But when we talk about the design that we have been through throughout the years, people are more willing to have a different types of styles. Even big brands right now try to like go into a more indie sort of not too commercial kind of design language. Yeah, you will see more varieties right now compared to like 7-8 years ago. For letterpress printing, we still have a lot of limitation in design when we want to do something in letterpress printing. So we will have to keep up with the game as well. We will see what's the limitation of letterpress printing and how we can actually overcome it using the knowledge that we have technically, and how we can do something that is not able to do, like we're talking about 50, 60 years ago. And the merging of modern design with letterpress printing is something that is quite fun for us to explore, especially with people who, or the customer who are willing to actually take the risk with us.
So, honest question, why here? Because I know we're all Malaysians, we love this place, love the country, but from a strictly business point of view, right, there are other countries, even in Asia, that have a better, I wouldn't say better, maybe a slightly higher appreciation for yes, traditional print and good workmanship on a much larger scale, especially with target markets.
Right,
so,
right?
So why here?
Well, when you see there's no market here in Malaysia, is it the way that you see it, or there's no one actually doing it and people don't actually see it? We are trying to create a market here instead of doing what the market want, actually. Because I think a lot of customers have no idea about what they want. They have to see that, oh, there's a bunch of people doing this. It's actually possible for me to do this kind of printing for my name cards or wedding invitation or product packagings. It's just that they are not able to explore to these kind of options. And I think it's good to give options, especially to Malaysian. And we basically stay here. We this is the places that we feel that there's full of opportunity, right? And when you want to bring something new in, there's always a market for it. And it just depends on how we communicate with customers, how we educate the customers, and eventually you will see some fruitful results, I think.
I want to add on to that. You see, if there's a market for a certain thing in Malaysia, there will be a lot more brands are doing so. So there are very steep competition that you want to compete with price, compete with locations, or compete with what kind of offering that you want to offer to the customers. But from our point of view, from our design background, we can create anything, right? We can build our brand, we can build a product, then we find a way to market that. So we see that it's not many brands want to create something that is almost from scratch, and then slowly build up the market and associate with the customers or engage with the customer. This is what can be done. This is what can be do. A lot of times we take those effort into showing that, okay, we have these facilities, we have this technology. So this is what we can do with that technology in terms of the products. So what we enjoy doing is actually creating the market, creating a demand for the services or the products. Same goes with when we first started the letterpress printing, or right now we are doing it as the anatomy for personalization of products.
Okay, so I think as a way to wrap up, I want to talk about expansion plans. You know, like what is next for the Alphabet Press? What is next for Anatomy? Because, you know, business is picking up, functions are starting again, like you said, you know, things are getting back to normal, hopefully. So what is next?
For the Alphabet Press, we actually want to create more wedding designs for the customers, because I see a trend of people changing from mass 500 people's kind of event and scaling it down to about 100-150. Mm-hmm. And they actually have more budget to spend on good quality prints for their wedding invitations. So we want to create a lot more offerings for that, from wedding invitations to embellishments like wax seals or vellum wrap and things like that. So to add on, that's to finish a full completion of a wedding stationery for them. And on the business side of the printing, like business card and so on, we still continuously do a lot more explorations of different printing and techniques. So we started with letterpress printing, right? So back then we probably just do like one color, two color, and a little bit of the special die cut shape for the custom shape. Now we actually offer many combination techniques into one card itself, For example, we do one letterpress printing with foil stamping, or sometimes we combine various techniques like edge coloring or embossing all together in one card. This opens up a lot more possibilities in playing around with prints and exploring different kind of outcome for the same business card on this one.
I think the Alphabet Press will also become like a production arm for Anatomy as well, because this will see like a one straight line of from that production until the end product. So TAP always play a role in Anatomy as well, and Anatomy is more like a very commercial brand that we see it as like not as niche as the Alphabet Press, because we can actually do more in Anatomy. But TAP will actually help Anatomy move further. When we have our own production arm, we can solve all the technical problems, and we really hope that all of product can be made here locally by ourselves. And that's how I see like TAP move on will become a more complete solutions in terms of printing technique, not just letterpress printing.
Cliff, ZJ, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. That was Cliff Leong and ZJ, co-founders of the Alphabet Press and Anatomy, companies that create bespoke premium print stationery like wedding cards, notebooks, and business cards. If you miss any part of this show, you can stream the podcast on the BFM website, BFM app, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcast from. This has been Open for Business on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.